This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Multiple colleges and universities along the Front Range went into lockdown protocol due to threats this afternoon. Police have cleared the Auraria campus in Denver of any active threats, though the campus will remain closed for the rest of the day. The state community college system says it received threats against the community college of Aurora last night. Campus security and local law enforcement are still investigating at other campuses. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper once again had a hand in helping Senate Democrats reach agreement on their massive climate and tax bill. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Hickenlooper suggested the idea of a 1% excise tax on companies' stock buybacks. That may sound very in the weeds, but it helped Democrats thread a narrow needle and secure the final vote they need to pass the bill. It helped meet the changes requested by Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema while still keeping the broad outlines of the deal leadership made with West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, including deficit reduction to the tune of about $300 billion. This isn't the only time Hickenlooper has been credited for keeping Democrats' ambitious policy package alive. He was also instrumental in keeping communications open with Manchin on the bill. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado's transportation officials are asking people traveling to South Dakota this weekend for the annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally to be careful. Colorado State Patrol are increasing DUI patrols through August 14th. CDOT says the DUI enforcement campaign in July led to 127 arrests, with the most in Colorado Springs. So far this year, 82 motorcyclists have died on Colorado roads. In Denver, it's 98 degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC.